Hey there, amazing humans. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, back with another dose of morning reassurance to kickstart your day on a high note. You know that feeling when you wake up and bam, a wave of guilt or shame crashes over you? It's like an unwelcome houseguest who just won't leave. Well, today, we're tackling this head-on because holding on to these heavy emotions does absolutely nothing good for our well-being. Let's learn to loosen those tight grips and reclaim the joy in our lives. First things first, guilt and shame are sneaky little critters. They whisper doubts in our ears, make us feel inadequate, and keep us stuck in a loop of regret. Ever notice how they often stem from situations where we made a mistake, fell short of expectations, or didn't quite measure up? You know what? We've all been there. Nobody's immune to these feelings. But here's the secret sauce. Guilt and shame are not your identity. They're simply emotions that can creep in from time to time. It's like a bad hair day, it happens, but it doesn't define you as a whole person. You're so much more than those fleeting moments of imperfection. Let's break this down into five powerful takeaways. 1. Forgive yourself. This is non-negotiable, folks. Holding on to past mistakes only amplifies the guilt and shame. Remember that time you said something you regretted? Or maybe you didn't nail a presentation? We've all been there. The key is to learn from it, acknowledge your growth, and move forward with grace. Practice self-compassion, treat yourself with kindness, and remember that everyone makes mistakes. It's part of the human experience. 2. Challenge negative thoughts. Those little voices in our heads can be cruel, especially when guilt and shame are lurking around. When you catch yourself spiraling into a negative thought loop, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, our thoughts aren't based on facts but rather on distorted perceptions. 3. Focus on the positive. It's easy to get caught up in the negativity, but intentionally shifting your focus can make a world of difference. Celebrate your accomplishments, big or small, and remind yourself of your strengths. What are you genuinely good at? What brings you joy? Dwelling on the negatives only feeds the guilt and shame monster, so starve it with positivity. 4. Take action. Feeling guilty about something doesn't mean you need to sit around and stew in it. If possible, take steps to rectify the situation or make amends. Sometimes, a simple apology can go a long way. But remember, action should come from a place of genuine remorse, not just an attempt to erase guilt. 5. Practice self-care. Guilt and shame can drain your energy and leave you feeling depleted. Make self-care non-negotiable. Engage in activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, or spending time with loved ones. Picture this. You missed an important deadline at work because you got caught up in a personal crisis. Now, you're riddled with guilt, thinking you let everyone down. But here's the thing, life happens. Nobody is perfect, and sometimes things get messy. Acknowledge that you did your best in a difficult situation. Communicate openly with your colleagues about what happened and offer solutions to make things right. Remember, owning up to mistakes and taking responsibility can actually be empowering. So, let's recap the key takeaways for this episode. 1. Guilt and shame are emotions, not your identity. 2. Forgive yourself. Learn from mistakes and move forward with grace. 3. Challenge negative thoughts and replace them with positive affirmations. 4. Take action to rectify situations where you've caused harm, but remember, it's about genuine remorse, not just erasing guilt. 5. Practice self-care, nurture your mind, body, and soul. Remember, letting go of guilt and shame is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and unwavering self-compassion. But the rewards are worth it. You deserve to feel free, light, and empowered to live your life to the fullest. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever struggled with guilt or shame? Share your stories and insights in the comments below. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. We're all in this together. Don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of morning reassurance, because every day deserves a fresh start filled with positivity and self-love. See ya tomorrow.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.